Greetings, everyone. I'm Tosh Moore.
I'm Ruby Plus.
And welcome to this, the Verbal Wash, episode 308. Bum, bum, bum. And this week, we have no comic books to talk about, because for some reason, my comics got rerouted to another state.
It's a shocker! Will this be the shortest episode ever? Maybe, maybe.
Good night, everyone. Play the music to take us home. Oh, that's not it. But anyway, you can go ahead and read some of our rants and hoo-ha and bric-a-brac on our official website, theverbalmosh.com. Also find us on social networking sites like Facebook and Twitter, because that's what you young millennials seem to use these days. Facebook.com/theverbalmosh. Twitter, at theverbalmosh is our handle on Twitter. You can leave us an email at theverbalmosh@gmail.com. Leave us an iTunes review and check out our sponsors, the Comics Podcast Network, to which we are proud members of, www.comicspodcast.com. Is there anything else?
No. I just wanted to say, you talk as if, you know, you're not a millennial yourself.
I'm not. I can still remember Ronald Reagan as president. Mommy. And that's it. But if you go to theverbalmosh.com, our official website, I've got written reviews for that Wolverine miniseries by Frank Miller and Chris Claremont, the one that didn't blow. And Mark Waid's return to writing Captain America after he was fired, and then they begged him to come back. You know what I've noticed? Mark Waid is always getting the boot from certain comic books.
Yeah?
Yeah, like, he was writing Captain America, and they were like...
that?
I think it's just wrong place, wrong time. Mm-hmm. Like, he's writing Captain America, and it's pretty...
differences?
No, not just because Marvel's... because they're fucking morons sometimes. Like, they came up to Mark Waid, and they're like, we want you to write Captain America. And he's like, great, I would really love to write Captain America. And then after a year, they're just like, fuck that. We got Rob Liefeld and Jim Lee to take over these books. It's going to make so much money. And then they're like, yo, Rob Liefeld can't do... anything within the span of a month. He's just like, shit, 30 days went by? I'm just gonna collect this check. Fuck the work. I think Marvel had outsourced the Fantastic Four, Captain America, Iron Man, and the Avengers to Rob Liefeld and Jim Lee. And then when Rob Liefeld just took the money and was like, I gave you an issue at least, goddammit. They were like, well, Jim Lee and Wildstorm can take over those books. And then Jim Lee was like, I can't fucking do this. I'm gonna just keep the money. So Marvel was like, alright, we're gonna start over with a new number one. Mark Waid, do you want to come back? And Mark Waid was able to come back with Ron Gurney, the title that they had just been removed from. And they did it again with Fantastic Four, when they were like, Fantastic Four needs to be more funny. It needs to be, Reed Richards can't pay the bill. Sorry, Michael Ringo and Mark Waid, and then fans. This is where the internet actually did something positive. They kind of pushed Marvel to turn around and give the title back to Mark Waid, which is great stuff that led up to Fantastic Four 500. Oh, that was when, like, they launched another book just called Marvel Knights 4, and Reed Richards is like, I have problems paying the bills, I'm broke, and it was more family-friendly than anything seriously going on in Fantastic Four.
As opposed to, like, science fiction.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, and then, what, Daredevil, and then, no, the Hulk, he was on the Hulk, and I guess editorial differences just made him leave the Hulk. But I like Gary Duken as the writer of that book. It's still fun.
Mm-hmm.
Comic creators leaving books. Or in Rob Liefeld's case, getting paid to not work.
I'm sure he does work.
He got one issue out. He's like, yep, I wrote and drew Captain America. And he just wiped his hands up. And like, where are the other 12 issues? And he's like, what? See me in 6 years. I'll get it to you back then. So anyway, we were going to have... I'll have a written review for Amazing Spider-Man number 17 when it finally does show up on my doorstep.
Okay.
Other than that, the comics news this week, the only thing I saw of any note, I'm pretty sure there are things that are actually important, Ellie Pyle kind of came under fire.
Why?
As she's over at Vertigo now. Yep. She's one of the editors, yeah, when so many of those DC staffers, Bleeding Cool reported this, she's over at Marvel, and she decided to make the transition out to the West Coast, because a lot of editors at DC were just like, I'm not leaving New York, because they wanted to be a part of it, I guess, I don't know, in old New York. So she went westward. And I was working at Vertigo, and she is the editor on Coffin Hill and probably some other Vertigo books. And she used a recap page in one of the issues of Coffin Hill, and it came down from the brass at DC. Probably Dan DiDio, while clubbing someone to death, said to never do that. That's a Marvel thing, which I think is fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Because it's not like you can remember like what happened in the last issue.
Everybody was just hating on her just for using a recap page?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a Marvel thing. Like, they were like, oh, DC is like, oh, that's a Marvel thing. And so I guess it's making sales. So that's a Marvel thing, too. We don't do that around here. Make money? Fuck you. We don't do that.
What? But it's like, it's turning into a DC thing in terms of, like, our segment that we're going to talk about today, DC TV, where they do a recap at the beginning of every single episode.
And that's fine. But, like, this is just showing you how out of touch guys like fucking Dan DiDio is. And the Nightwing needs to be red. More red. He needs to be all red. Oh, don't call him.
Why does he sound like?
Because he acts like Vince McMahon. He has these horrible ass ideas.
Oh, I was gonna say Jameson, Mayor Jameson.
Oh yeah, Mayor Jameson. Well, he's not mayor anymore.
We need more pictures of Spider-Man.
We need more pictures of Nightwing. Because Nightwing's their Spider-Man. Oh fuck no! Because you can tell, like, some things that you see at DC, you can be like, "That's a Dan DiDio idea," because that would have been popular 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't want anyone to think he's somewhat out of touch. He starts bringing up handicap heroes. Ratchet.
So what, are you saying that they need to replace Dan DiDio?
Just give Geoff Johns the reins. He knows what he's doing. Creatively, he knows what he's doing. Business side, maybe not so much. Jim Lee just wants to drive around in his Porsche that he bought with his Wildcats number one money, which he's still probably spending.
Must be nice.
I know. I want some of that Wildcats number one money. I think I have an issue with that. No, I don't have that. I have the compendium. But we all know how good Jim Lee's at running a business, or he wouldn't have to sold. He wouldn't have to sell Wildstorm to DC. It's funny because I think he gave up DC, Wildstorm to DC because he's like, I want to draw more, and that, yeah, because he totally did a lot of that. He's like, I just don't want to do anything anymore. I'm old.
Except make money. Figure out ways to make money without doing stuff.
Yeah, I think he pretty much figured it out. He just shows up at, like, I think they just, like, they freeze him and then they just thaw him out at conventions to be like, go push this. No, don't look at it. Don't look at it. Just tell him it's great.
Yeah, that's what he's good at. Convention appearances.
Exactly. He just shows up, everyone's like, yay. And then he's like, I love DC. Don't let me, I'm not going to sign X-Men number one. Like, he gets really testy about that.
But then again, you know, I guess that's what a lot of people at conventions do, you know?
They shill?
Living off their previous fame, like work they've done.
Oh, you mean like Jeff Loeb?
Because, you got a lot of people who kind of, you know, promote new work and things that they're going to be working on in the future and stuff like that. But then you also got a lot of people who are just kind of focused on selling stuff that they've done in the past.
Oh, you mean Stan Lee? Hey, it's true. It's true. I love Stan to death, but shit. Don't parade him out at New York Comic Con on the busiest fucking day and then be like, why is there a giant jet log jam? Because Stan Lee is fucking walking through a crowd with no security. He needs to be like the president. He should have like a Secret Service detail.
He should have a motorcade.
He should have, yes. Oh, that'd be awesome. Stanley had a motorcade.
With little flags of his face on it.
Oh, can someone draw that? I like the idea of this. Stanley, motorcade. Stanley, president. He'd get those Iranians to the table with a nuclear deal.
Oh, no. Because
he'd hit him with, yeah, he'd bombard him with cosmic fucking rays, of course.
He'd make them even worse.
Wait, no.
We can't handle them. We couldn't defeat them.
No, okay, yeah.
Because they're not right. All be, like, superpowered.
Oh, okay. He'll know what? He'll just pull a Jack Kirby. He'll be like, I sent you the money in the mail. No, I totally did. Check the mail. I kid Stan. All right, yeah, so Ellie Pyle was in some trouble. And what the fuck does Nick Lowe? Have you noticed that, like, at these conventions as time goes on, Nick Lowe, like, he's like, yeah, I'm the senior editor at Spider-Man. You edit anything? Not really. I'm Nick Lowe. Like, I like Nick Lowe a lot, but shit, man. What did he do? Because it looks like, I forget, who's the other editor on Spider-Man? The junior editor.
I don't remember.
Not Ellie Pyle. Oh, damn it. Can't remember her name.
But you can't, like, fault him. You don't exactly know what goes on in his business schedule, what he really does. You can't say, like, oh, he does absolutely nothing. Yes. What is he getting paid for?
He walks around Marvel's offices screaming about needing more photos of Spider-Man.
Everybody
needs
screams.
More, Spider-Man! I need more issues of Spider-Man! We got a quota to fill! Disney will be breathing down my neck. Spider-Man!
Right.
But that's
they,
all
they killed off all, a whole bunch of Spider-Man, and now they have to come up with new Spider-Man. We need more stories about Spider-Man. Red Spider-Man, Blue Spider-Man, and we'll come together and form a Spider-Man team.
No, that, you said that, oh, I thought of Superman when it was like, oh, there's Superman Blue, and there's Superman. It's like Pokemon, what the fuck?
Like, I was thinking like Power Rangers. There'll be a green one, too.
Oh, there'll be a...
He'll be the Green Goblin Spider-Man. Yeah.
I like this.
Exactly, you already had a Doc Ock Spider-Man.
We need to have him switch?
Uh-huh.
Did they ever switch?
No. I don't know. Who switched? What are you talking about?
Oh, no, I do remember reading a story back in, I think, 2000. It was a two-parter when there were only just two Spider-Man books, and I think Norman Osborn was like, I need an heir, because my son Harry was a dumbass, so I'm going to choose Peter Parker. You're going to be my new son. And Howard Mackey really wrote a terrible story.
He put him in a suit and said, now you'll grow a mighty hunch.
Yes, I like that. No. I think he had, like, some old house, and, like, he had Peter in there. He's, like, abusing him and torturing him. Like, don't you want to...
awful!
Yeah, he's like, don't you want to love me because I'm abusing you?
Who wants to read that?
Fucking Stockholm Syndrome. But Paul Jenkins was like, "Hell, I got this. Let me knock it out of the park with issue 25 of my book, Peter Parker Spider-Man." And then I was like, "Man, this other Spider-Man book is infinitely fucking better than Amazing Spider-Man." Mark Buckingham was drawing it. Good old Mark Buckingham. And for some reason, Wayne Faulkner was inking it. These are horrible names on the comic. Like when, back in the night,
Mark
and
Buckingham, that's not a bad name.
no, but when you go to buy certain comics, like Marvel Comics, early 2000s up to about 03, had the creative just the last names of the creative teams on the book. It was always like Jenkins, Buckingham, Faulkner, and I was like, "What the hell? Who are these people? Why would their parents do such a thing?" Wayne Faulkner. Ugh. What are we talking about again? Fucking Stan Lee being the president. Yes, the Iranians will have cosmic ray powers. People, the fucking U.S. Senate won't be getting their checks in the mail because he forgot to send them, and then he'll be like, "I'm withholding royalties."
I don't know how we deviated so far from our topic because
Because you let me talk!
we were talking about like the comics news.
Because you let me talk, I rambled on forever and a day.
Comics news. We're still waiting on Daredevil to come up, and when we do, we don't know how many episodes we're gonna watch at once, when our reviews are gonna come, who's writing what, who's you know, we don't know, but
I
it'll
can
happen.
watch. I can. God damn it! I told you I can watch two episodes of a show, provided they be two different shows. Like I watch. No, wait. We watch Parks and Recreation. We binge watch the hell out of that, and
That's true.
we binge. Well, it's gotta be a good show because we binge watch the hell out of Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, that's true.
So we gotta enjoy. We both have to enjoy. Like I know you wouldn't enjoy House of Cards like I do.
No.
I know you wouldn't enjoy Dexter like I do.
No.
You know it's really weird now because I'm at the point where John Lithgow is running around butt naked killing women. Like, why, dude? I don't want to see you naked. That's wrong. Anyway, I don't know how to.
I'm sure you wouldn't mind if it was a naked woman.
Well, he was in the tub with a naked woman, but it was just weird. Like,
See, look at
oh,
you.
what the
You're like,
fuck?
well, you're gonna pause, and you're like, well, that's a whole completely different
No,
story
no,
now.
no. So maybe like two episodes, and maybe we'll jump on. Like, if we whatever we watch, in, God damn it, I know how we are. So whatever we watch in a week, I will take notes. Right, sure, I will. I will take notes, and then we could talk about it later on in the week. Because I think we're gonna watch one or two or three episodes.
We'll see how it goes.
Well, yeah, we'll fight it out because I don't know, we've been talking about this for months. Like, how are we gonna
We
watch
still haven't
Daredevil?
decided
How are we
on
gonna watch
it. I know.
Daredevil? Like, we're gonna
Yeah,
watch it.
we're
There's no
just
fucking.
taking this like approach where when it comes to it, we'll
We'll
figure out
figure.
what
Yeah,
happens.
we'll piece it out. But we're gonna watch it. We are definitely gonna watch Daredevil,
And we will review it somehow.
one way or another. I don't wanna write about it. I'd rather talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so. The news is over. We've gotten all the news out. We don't have any written reviews, but I'll have, no, I'm sorry, any comics that we reviewed this week because we didn't get any, and it was just going to be one anyway. And I was just like, well, whatever. Oh, wait, here's an important piece of news. After the next X-Men film by Bryan Singer, X-Men Apocalypse, Hugh Jackman is calling it quits on playing Wolverine, which I think is a shame. But I like him as Wolverine now. Like, I'm kind of like, when you think Wolverine, Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. That's true. You think that, so they're just gonna replace someone else? You think they'll get someone who looks kind of similar to him?
I don't know. They might go the whole Superman route. But we found a British guy.
Yeah.
We got Christian Bale to be Wolverine.
No, he'd be a weird Wolverine.
I love you, Professor X. Oh, Logan. You know what? I was sitting down the other day and I was drinking my coffee, and it came to me. I was like, wow, Captain Picard was, well, Professor X was the captain of the Enterprise. Boy, he sucked. He fucking sucked.
Why?
He's just so shitty. They might as well just go on Riker as the
Because
fucking
he didn't do
captain.
anything, exactly. He
He
should
just
have
do that.
stayed on the ship
Oh,
all the time.
Riker, bring me a
Riker,
mitten.
do all the hard work and I'll just stay here and collect a check.
Exactly. Which Stanley forgot the mail. But then fucking Kirk was like, he's proactive. He made sure that Spock didn't get that mint julep.
Yeah, because I think the cast was so large. You know?
Oh yeah. Fucking Data getting on with like a Lieutenant Yar.
Yeah. It was just too much. They were trying to, cover too many aspects and too many characters. And it was easier with the original series since it was a smaller cast, I think.
And one thing I wanted to get out of the way, since we're talking about Star Trek and we're totally off topic of Stanley not mailing anyone's checks.
Yeah, you, like, bring it back to that topic. Go
Oh,
ahead.
yeah. Cheap fuck. Anyway, no, I kid, Stan, I kid. It was a large cast, and then I remember we were watching Star Trek: The Next Generation, and then you were like, I don't want to watch this anymore. And I was like, no, it's good, it's gonna be
Because
good.
it
And then you
seemed
were
like
like,
a whole ripoff of the original series. Like, you know, everything they were doing, it seemed identical
Yeah,
to
no, the
the
only
original.
things, the only time The Next
Like,
Generation was anything good is when
no
fucking.
new interesting stories.
No, the only time it got any traction that I enjoyed it was when they dealt with Data. Like The Measure of a Man, when they were like, you're a property of Starfleet, we're gonna take you apart. And he was like,
Wasn't it
wait,
the evil
what?
Data?
Even then, that didn't make any sense, because he was like, you say things like can and cannot, Data doesn't do it. Fucking Data did that. Fucking continuity glitch. Like, who fucking wrote this? Vince McMahon? Jesus Christ. People don't remember, fuck them. So here you go, here's Data. He's pale as shit.
He must be a zombie.
He must be, but his hair is black. He's a robot zombie. In the future, they probably have that. If a robot zombie bets another robot, then the android becomes a robot android zombie.
Yep.
Or it could be a virus, I don't fucking know. Like, he didn't, like, his Netgear Wi-Fi was down, and now, like, Data's got a virus.
Sounds right.
Okay.
Nobody's questioning your
We'll
logic.
give
You're
him
like
some,
getting on the defense.
give him some digital penicillin. He'll be fine. Or we'll get him, like, a firewall. All right, so anyway, our first segment, and which will probably be
Our
our last
only
segment, our
segment.
only segment, DCTV. Groggy Master Bruce, there's more than one room in this whole house. It's DCTV.
What are we gonna talk about first? The Flash?
Fucking. No, let's talk about iZombie because that's the last thing that we. Normally, the way we watch it is The Flash, then iZombie.
Yes,
But
but you
as
like
we.
talking about iZombie first because you like saving The Flash for last because it's
Fuck
the best.
yes! And Gotham isn't back. It'll be back soon, apparently. I think there's like three or four more episodes left. There will be a second season.
And
And
who
it's.
knows if Constantine is coming back?
No, you know why Constantine may not come back?
Why?
Because he is casually waiting. Waiting for what? The man to renew his fucking show. That horrible ass season one finale. It's just, oh,
Waiting
some.
for the man.
Yeah! I think the cops are coming. No, the cops aren't coming. Fuck you, John. I think that guy who played Constantine, Matt Ryan, who we saw in our favorite restaurant when we went to go get our favorite diner
Yep.
in the city during New York Comic Con, he was there drinking a pint, but sadly he didn't smoke a cigarette and sacrifice his best friend to save his own soul.
Yeah.
I would have liked it if he did that. Keep it in
I thought
character.
you said he did smoke a cigarette. He stepped outside to smoke a cigarette. I could have swore
It's
you
probably
said
some
that.
herbal cigarette. Freak. Ugh, my grandmother's rolled in her grave because of that guy. It's terrible.
Not like it was an e-cigarette.
Fuck those people. Fucking
Oh.
e-cigarettes. Just give it up. Just give up the ghost.
Yeah. Just give up tobacco
Or
completely.
Mayor Bloomberg will kick your ass. He's still not mayor, but he'll still kick your ass. All right. So Liv comes face to face with the zombie who scratched her, who made her eye zombie. His name is Blaine.
He
That's a
was an
terrible
interesting.
name.
He was, yeah, that's a terrible name, which makes me think of like, what's it
He
called,
has a
Pretty in Pink
sweater.
or something.
Yeah! Oh, he has a sweater tied around his this the sweater tied around his shoulders.
No, but he's like a really interesting character because he's totally not what I thought he would have been, you know?
Yeah, he is a jerk
Because
though.
he's well, when he's first introduced, he kind of seems more nicer. He doesn't seem as much of a jerk, like,
Yet
you
from the
know?
boat party when he was
He's
like,
like
yeah.
explaining his situation. Because he totally didn't even remember that he was the one who attacked her and scratched her arm. He was just like, "So, how'd you become a zombie?" And, you know, I'm a zombie too. What a coincidence. Just like an easygoing kind of guy.
Yeah, until later on you see that he has ambitions such as ruling the city of where they live.
I don't know. But
Oregon?
basically
Seattle.
he used to be a part of like the drug trade, and now he's gonna be part of the brain trade, 'cause he's gonna turn people left and
He's
right
using
to
his
become
zombie
zombies.
penis to
And
turn women into fucking zombies. You better stay away from the guys. They may not like that.
charging them a lot of money in order to dish out brains so that they can survive.
Which is a sound investment. I do like, wait, so this also had Detective Babinow and Liv helping him with the murder of an artist who, I was like, this should have been Enrique Iglesias in this episode.
Why?
I don't know, just Spanish guys. Oh, you know what? I think of Gael from How I Met Your Mother, Enrique Iglesias. Remember?
Yeah, what about
I don't
him?
know, I just thought of the, I don't know, brown guy, nice hair.
So you're saying he should have been playing the artist?
Exactly. I don't know why. Or that dude from The
Only
Science of Sleep.
Hispanics can be artists? What is that?
Or wait, yeah, as Joe Quesada has told us. Or like that guy from The Science of Sleep. I was just talking to someone about that movie earlier. So yeah, so Liv is still using her quote unquote psychic powers as she eats his brains, and she's just like, huh. Yep, he was an artist. And she's getting all turned on because she's like, I'm taking some of his traits. She loves getting freaky.
She completely, like, forgets that she, not only does she have visions, but she takes on the traits of these people. So she's completely flirting with everybody, whereas before she was, like, a kleptomaniac and stuff like that.
Yeah, I remember that. I was like, wow, so she's got some sort of issue. And she's like, nope, that's from eating the brain. It wasn't a bad episode. It was funny to see Dr. Ravi.
But, like, she doesn't even take that into consideration when she's trying to hook up again with her ex, Major.
Major Lily White. What the fuck, man? Let's just keep, like you said, keep calling him Major.
She was, like, pushing him off because she didn't want to even come close to turning him into a zombie. She didn't want to ruin that for him. She'd been, like, ignoring him. And now all of a sudden, you know, since she ate the painter's brain, she's, like, all hot and bothered for him. He's like, what the hell is up with you? You know, this isn't what you were doing, you know, treating
Six
me like
months
before.
Ago, yeah, you were just, like, pushing me away. You hussy. Yeah. You pale hussy. How cool was it when Blaine jumped in the car with the drug dealers?
Because it was super selfish of her to continue eating the artist's brain even after the case had been solved.
Well, he wasn't going to be using it where he was going.
I know.
But then fucking Detective Babinow was right. Because you stepped over more. I'm just going to go with Detective Babinow and his. It's always the spouse.
Oh, I stepped over you.
Yes, you did.
I was continuing my thought and you were trying to interject something else.
Well, I was wrong. Detective Batman, I was like, it's the spouse. It's always the spouse. Like, he's seen one too many movies. Like, he wanted to just, like, it was her, his wife. And then he was right. Holy shit.
But you liked how Blaine attacked his ex.
Oh, I don't want to talk about that.
What?
Because he already
attacked friends.
Yes. Yeah. I did. Moving on.
His bros, his ex-bros.
They're not bros. They had that big fat guy.
Yeah, he called him bro, didn't he?
Yeah, but he was like, there's this big fat guy. He's going to beat you up.
Or do you call him bra? Bro?
No. No, let's never speak of that again. Bruh. So, yeah, it was his spouse because she was like...
At least he didn't say, brother.
He's not Hulk Hogan, for Christ's sakes. Dropping legs on obese people for no reason. No, but, it was a decent episode.
Yeah.
It's got... I don't know, maybe it hasn't found its feel yet. I mean, it's going to be 13 episodes. They haven't struck the rhythm yet, even though it's a single... camera setup? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like it. It's a fun show.
Yeah.
And thankfully, because they had Dr. Robbie there at the art gallery, they were able to piece together that it was someone Liv's size who delivered the paintbrush to the orbital socket of the painter. What was his name?
I don't remember.
No one cares, because you're dead.
Yeah, because he's just, you know, a side character.
Yeah, name of the character was Plot Device, probably in the script. Like, yep. He doesn't have a name. Rafael.
Yeah, he's not a main character. He's not going to be sticking around. He's already dead. He can't stick around for future episodes.
And Liv already ate all of his brain. Delicious.
She ate enough so that she could finish painting her painting.
Paint a painting. Sing a song. Dream a dream. Didn't Homer say that? Can we get Simpsons on Netflix? God damn it, man. I'd binge watch that. Mm-hmm. Lord knows I have. Anyway. All right. Let's iZombie, good, needs to find his rhythm. More entertaining than Gotham?
Yeah.
Because Gotham, you're just like, oh, that's great.
I mean, Gotham can be funny in its own weird way.
Though. No, Gotham can be funny and unintentionally.
Yeah.
Like, when Gordon was running through the alleyways, like, they switched up the camera angle, where, like, it looks like he's, like, holding some shaky cam, like Michael Bay directed the episode. Yeah, that was unintentionally funny. I'm sure the guy directing it was like, this will really get the fans into what's like, he's running with Gordon! And then, like, you're just like, dumbass. You know that's how it went down. Just like that.
Okay, moving on to The Flash.
Yes, I really enjoyed, for
this
once,
was
time
so
travel.
Oh, good, yeah.
Time travel didn't piss me off like there's no tomorrow. So the last.
It was so cool. All right, the last episode, we found out that Barry time traveled. He went into the past when he was running super quick, trying to decrease the tidal wave, the giant tsunami from coming ashore. And so he's able to, like, he goes back essentially 24 hours and he's able to repeat, like, a whole day. And because he knows what's coming, he wants to stop all the terrible things that are happening.
Oh, yeah, he just runs and locks up the weather wizard.
Despite Dr. Wells telling him this is a bad idea, you shouldn't do it, something terrible is going to happen if you do, he doesn't listen to him. Because, you know, he starts suspecting Dr. Wells even more of being, you know, a part of his mother's killing.
Well, not in this episode. Wells is like, don't say anything. It's like Back to the Future. He's like, don't tell me anything. Everything that you did, do exactly the same way. But because he doesn't...
But he suspects him at the end of the episode.
Yeah, but Luckily, him doing this avoids Cisco being murdered because he discovers that Dr. Wells is the Reverse Flash.
It was so funny because it was like the similar scene that had happened when Cisco had confronted Dr. Wells, where he's talking to him like, I've always seen you like a son. But here he doesn't, like, you know, talk about a son that's been dead for years kill him.
He's just like, I always thought of you as a son. I love you, son. If I could get out of this wheelchair, I would. And hug you. Hug your long flowing hair. Like a woman. But no, Cisco lives. And then, the reversal of that is that Barry is just like, time. Sorry, Linda, can't be with your fine ass.
Because he thinks in the previous version of events that Iris was totally going to be okay with hooking up with him. And he thinks, oh, same thing's going to happen here. But
yo,
no,
Iris, baby,
completely.
Let's get coffee. And then he's like, hey. This is the most confident Barry's ever been.
Shuts him. He was so giddy and happy and could not stop smiling. And she was like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm in love with Eddie. Back off, freak.
Didn't Eddie punch him?
Yep.
He was like, why are you trying to touch my woman, bruh? I worked bruh into one episode.
He was like, I thought you were my friend. He punched him. Yeah.
Didn't Caitlin come up with some reason? Oh, wait, no. Captain Cold is back. Along with
Captain
Cold,
with Captain Cold's sister, who was introduced.
And they trick Cisco into building them guns. A heat gun, a cold gun, and a gold gun.
Because they hold him hostage, along with Cisco's brother, who he wasn't on good terms with, Dante.
But we both saw it coming when they were like, we're going to threaten your brother until you build us a cold gun. I'd have been like, well, I don't really like my brother, so... Sorry, Dante.
It would have been more funny, yeah, if he had just been like, well, yeah, I don't really like him. Go ahead, kill him.
Yeah, fuck him. It's all good. But since it's PG, he was probably like, gotta love family. No.
We gotta work through our problems here in Spanish so nobody else can understand us.
No, it'd been better, like, when they froze him, like, they froze Dante's hands, if Cisco was just like, no, stop, no, keep going.
That's awful.
I also like when Cisco was like, when he found out that the chick he was with was actually Captain Cold's sister, he was like, man, I knew I'm not that lucky. At least Cisco's being honest with himself.
Oh, poor Cisco.
And it just makes you hate Iris more and fucking more. Like, I was like, I hope she gets kidnapped, goddammit. Can't stand you, you Jezebel.
Yeah, because she seems kind of like, wishy-washy.
Exactly.
You know?
But Caitlin saves the day at the end of the episode when she's just like, you know what?
But it's just like, they explain it that, the feelings that Iris can potentially have for Barry are just deep down buried. And only like a huge tragic event will pull them out. So Barry has to, Barry has to hope that something traumatic happens to her for her to fall in love with him.
Throws her off the side of a bus. A building.
Otherwise she's like, I love Eddie. I like how her father confronts her about it though. Because he's like, you need to set these boys straight. Because obviously they're, still confused about the issue about, who you truly love.
Also, Iris's editor goes missing because he's piecing together Harrison
and
Wells.
How weird is that nobody cares? Like, nobody at the police, they're like, yeah, we're busy. I'm sure he's been gone a week. I'm sure he's busy with stuff. Like
he went to Brazil.
Isn't that an adequate amount of time for, a missing persons to be filed, a report to be filed?
For
people to start investigating, but everybody's got their hands full with all the other stuff. But that happens in the second episode.
We go back to the first episode, the detente between, because Cisco snitched, I guess, since saving Cisco's life, Cisco snitched and was like, Barry Allen's the Flash. And Captain Cold is just like, yep, I know now. Nothing you can do to stop me. So now they're just like, he's like, I'll let you do what you want to do. I'll just try and stop you, but I won't kill you. Like, what the? That made no sense.
Well, Barry doesn't mind Captain Cold getting along, doing his business as long as he doesn't kill anybody.
In exchange for not telling my secret identity. If you didn't take your fucking mask off every second that you got.
That's like, his one move, aside from running, taking his mask off.
His one weakness, you mean? Oh no, my mask, how did you know? You know why I thought that? Like his one, thing, his weakness, his enchanted shin. Someone just stabs him in his shin, he goes down. Oh, you're right.
He's allergic to his mask. Oh no, my mask.
My one weakness. Oh man. So Captain Cold knows, and he's like, "I'm gonna keep your secret." But did he tell Heatwave? Did he tell his sister? With her gold gun? Ugh, so terrible.
How would he be able to even figure out, who Barry's close with? He's not like exactly connected. Well, I guess he's not. Been
Barry,
seen as like this giant hacker that he could like get into his financial information, or he's not, you know, close with the cops where you can
I
get
went on the internet
and
was
that
like,
way.
So that's who you're friends with. I'm going to go on your Facebook and look at your friends list. And they're all screwed.
Maybe because he's a crook, so he'll hook up with all the other crooks and just spread the word that way.
There's a term you don't hear often anymore. Crooks. Watch out for those crooks.
Well, he's going to like spread the news about Barry's, who he really was.
Via YouTube.
Yeah, something like that. It seemed like he was just going to upload it onto the internet.
At least it wasn't like, oh, I'm going to put it up on U-Face, like on 30 Rock. All right, the second episode was really great because it had Mark Hamill as a trickster. Uh-huh. Damn, he's good.
Yep.
Man, oh man, because he made
like
the reference.
So great at playing villains.
Yes, even though when I saw him, I was like, Luke?
Oh yeah, because when I saw him, I just thought of the Joker.
Did you?
Yeah.
I thought of Luke Skywalker.
I thought it's just the voice. I just, you know, the evil laugh, and I just thought of the Joker.
If you closed your eyes.
Yeah.
So the trickster's son is in town, and it's all a ruse because they break the trickster out of prison anyway, but then they kidnap Barry's dad. Like, what the hell?
The trickster's son, he doesn't even know that he's related to the trickster. He just thinks that this is his idol, and, you know, they've been working together to pull off this giant trick.
Via snail mail, as they said. Because people are like, snail mail? What is that? It's mailed to the post office, a.k.a. a letter.
So, this new trickster, it's so funny because, like, the old trickster, what is his name, Jesse? Jesse James? James Jesse?
James Jesse.
James Jesse. He totally made it seem like, you know, he's so upset about this new trickster coming in, stealing his name, pulling off these really lame tricks, stealing all of his stuff. Yet, this was all part of his giant ruse for him to escape.
Also, Barry reveals his secret, yet again, reveals his fucking secret identity to Eddie, and was like, don't let Iris find out. We're trying to protect her. Harrison Wells killed my father, my mother, in the future, in the past. So Eddie lies and is like, yeah, he went to Brazil to be Brazilian.
To be with a woman, is what he said.
Who's Brazilian, yes. No, that's even better. He's like, yeah, he went to Brazil to be for... No, he went to Brazil for a Brazilian. Wax. Yeah?
I like, what do I like? I like how they showed the backstory with Harrison Wells about how, since he's Eobard Thawne and how he became Harrison Wells, how he actually, like, stole his face right off of him.
Yeah, because when he showed the reverse flash, they're like, oh, you're out of the Speed Force. And he's like, wait, what? And we took the mask off. I was like, that's not Harrison Wells.
Yeah.
That's not, yeah, like, what the hell? But he used some device to make them crash. Well, he made them crash, and then as his wife died, he was like, yep, I'm still your identity. Thanks a lot.
Because he was stuck in that time, so he couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
The only way he could move forward is because he needed Harrison Wells to create the giant, what do you call it? Was that giant device?
It was like a football stadium.
Exploded.
Particle reactor.
The particle reactor.
Yeah, a few years earlier.
Yeah.
Even though it's 2015, he could have waited until 2020, bro. Jeez.
I know, he waited 15 years. He couldn't wait 5 more years.
Yeah, I'm like, Jesus Christ, time is nothing to you, you jerk ass. But Barry's getting like all like, oh no, bro, you might be the bad guy. I can't trust you like I used to.
And it all happens because he realizes the reporter goes missing. That's what triggers it. And now all of a sudden he's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Black Dad, you were right all along.
That's right. And White Dad, I saved you, but you still gotta go back to prison. They couldn't just let him go like, you're already out of prison. You can just go ahead and go.
But he reveals the fact that he's flashed to his dad. There he goes again. Revealing
his what? My enchanted mask. How did you know?
He's like, whoa, my mask flew off. Where did it go?
Oh. You know what happened? Oh, no, never mind. I don't know. These two episodes of The Flash were great.
Yeah.
They were fun to watch. A lot of action. CGI was on point with The Flash and Reverse Flash fighting each other.
That was a pretty cool scene to see them kind of fighting, 15 years previously in Barry's old home.
Oh, and Barry's mom is enjoying a glass of wine. Yeah. Maybe they'll find out. Maybe, I don't know. Like, I was like, crap, Cisco's dead. But luckily, he's not. So we get more Cisco, whose brother's a jerk ass.
He is. He was jealous of his brother. That's why.
Yeah. Well, at least we got Captain Cold. Oh, they named the Rogues. That's great. Captain Cold is like, Rogues. Cute, I like that. Yeah, I'm gonna stick with that. Hot damn.
Yeah, the Flash name is it.
The Rogues Gallery. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. All around. The Flash is head and shoulders above Gotham.
Yeah.
And the ratings only increased, I've noticed. I looked online and I saw the ratings were in the, started in the ones and the twos and like it's in the fours. Mm-hmm. So, more than I think like 3 or 4 million homes watch it on television, not to mention streaming devices or DVR, because then there's more.
I really think Barry should hook up with Caitlin. I think he means move on from Iris.
That, no, because she's just like, it's so wishy. She's like, I love you, Barry. He's like, really? She's like, ha, psych. I don't have jungle fever for you, Barry. Oh, snap, snap, snap.
Know. Barry needs to like kind of just slowly move away from Iris.
And you're right,
It's because of the
Caitlyn is a
fact that
good
he's
choice.
such a a close friend with her still, even though she won't reciprocate his feelings of love. That's why he keeps getting confused by her, because he's still close
He's a
with her.
moron,
So he
yeah.
needs to really, put some distance between himself and her.
I like the idea of Caitlyn because she's all like, yo, my man, I thought he was dead. And then he came back, but now he has to go flying away with some old dude in him.
Remember that one episode when they all got when she got drunk? That was a good episode. We were like, they're almost hooked up.
So we'll write a letter to Jeff Johns. Like, make it happen,
Well,
GJ.
maybe they'll make it happen, but like
Season two.
season two, yeah, a
Yeah.
little
All
later
right.
on.
So that's it for this week's episode. We don't want to ramble anymore. Stanley's about to cut our power off.
No, he's
So
not.
go to theverbalmatch.com to read all my written reviews. They'll be up there soon. We'll have some new ones. As long as this episode, past episode as well, episodes as well, in our links column, you can check out all the links to our sponsors and our social networking sites. You can also check out the interviews that we've got, the About Us page as well. Leave us an iTunes review. That helps people find the show. Don't forget to check out the Comics Podcast Network, www.comicspodcast.com, for this and other great podcasts, but not as good as ours, up on that site. So for Olivia Plies, I'm Tosh Moore saying, I need a cup of coffee. When you drink so much, you invent the